We're going to study some of the Maharal's insights on shofar, and specifically the shofar of Yitzchak's ayil. Now the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us, Lama teikin ba shofar shel ayil? Why do we specifically blow the shofar of an ayil of a ram on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, "Kdei she'ezka lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham." Baruch Hu wants us to evoke the memory of the akedah, and the Gemara continues, "Umala ani aleichem ki'ilu akadetem es atzmechem." It will be virtually as if you, like Yitzchak, bound yourselves to me and to devote yourselves to me utterly and unflinchingly, the way Yitzchak asked to be bound so he would not flinch when he would be offered up as a sacrifice. Now, the psukim of Shofaris from the Torah in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, all three first psukim are from the Torah, all of them from Har Sinai, how the shofar was sounded, how it got louder and louder, how it caused such a trembling for the people of Israel. Rashi comments, V'shofar Eloi shel Yitzchak hoya. Rashi in Parshas Yisro says that this shofar was a shofar taken from the horns of the ayil, the ram that had been sacrificed in Yitzchak's stead. The Gur Arya, the Maral, in his commentary on the Torah says, Perish, this is on page Kuf Tes Zayin, second column of the Gur Arya, Tuchum Mishmois, Perish, She'ein Hashem Yisbarach Mishtamesh B'Shofar Shel Ayil Shehu Levnei Adam. The ayil of Yitzchak is not a typical ayil. The sound of the shofar on Har Sinai is not the sound of a typical shofar. It's of a very special, dedicated, holy shofar. And it's therefore not the typical shofar or the one that you and I would own. It's the shofar of Yitzchak's ayil. V'zeh ha-shofar hu kadosh b'pnei kedushas ha-ayil she-nikrav taches Yitzchak. That's the idea. The idea is that this is some very special, unique shofar. And he's going to explain that it's outside of the normal teva of shofaris. And it's the shofar of the holy sacrifice of Yitzchak being sounded at Har Sinai. We'll see why. V'Ramban hikshe al agada zayis. The Ramban asks, with regard to this medrash, how can it be? Ki shefer shel elu shel Yitzchak karev al gabei hamizbech. There's nothing left of that shefer. It was burnt. It was completely conflagrated on the mizbech. So that the Ramban is saying literally that it was a shofar, but that shofar of Yitzchak could no longer be the shofar being blown at Har Sinai. Ramban says that in simple pshat, it means that it was taken together, its ashes were mixed with water and reformed into a shofar all over again.
Gavel is like
Gavel means to knead, to mix, like you would do
Ramban
a.
Says that? Ramban says
that like you would take flour and water, and so he said they took the ashes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not they. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took the ashes of what had been the shofar of Eloi shel Yitzchak and mixed it and created and recreated again this keren. But says the Ramban, lefi da'atoi. The Ramban reads the Fidati, Agadazu Yesh Lo Soid. Now, in the Ramban says that we understand this Kol Shofar to be Pachad Yitzchok. That straight, strong, courageous, bold commitment of Yitzchok, the Gvura of Yitzchok, is represented by that sound of the Shofar. And that's why the people responded with such quaking, with such fear. Vayecharad kolam asher b'machne, we read, that's how the psukim read in Shofaris on Rosh Hashanah. The response to the Kol Shofar was charado, trembling, because it was pachad Yitzchak. Now, pachad Yitzchak literally means fear, but the fear Yitzchak had was fear of God, fear of not perfectly fulfilling God's word. That is the sound that filled the air at Matan Torah. The sound of the Shofar of Yitzchak, meaning the feeling, the sense that we must do the will of God, and trepidation that we might not fully embrace the will of God or not fully fulfill the will of God. That's, the Ramban says, what this Shofar Shel Yitzchak and its sound conveyed at Matan Torah. The Maral continues, Rebbe Leo Mizrahi, the Re'eim Pirish, Divrei Agada, Zois, Shepirish, HaKeren, B'mokom Chiburei. So the Re'eim says, to answer the Ramban's question, but the Keren was completely burnt up when they sacrificed the entire ram. The ram was an oil, it was entirely burnt up on the Mizbeach that Avram had created. Says the Re'eim, no, it was removed, perhaps because it had gotten stuck, Basvach Bekarnav, in the thicket by its horns, perhaps it had come detached, or Avram detached it from the animal's head, and then sacrificed the ram. So it was removed before it was slaughtered, or even if it was removed after, but it wasn't part of the Haktorah. Perish HaKeren Mimokon Chiburai, it was removed from where it had been attached to the animal's head, Sheshuv Ein Roi L'Haktor, so that it was not part of what was offered up on the Mizbeach, and that's why it survived, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it to sound the Shofar of Yitzchak at Har Sinai.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting that a regular ola is skinned, and the
yeah, but the Gemara in Zvachim says that the keren, no, the Gemara in Zvachim says that the ola, its keren and tlofim, the hoofs and horn, is offered up on the mizbech. The skin is not. Skin goes to the kahanim, but the horns and the hooves go on the mizbech.
Okay. But at Matan Torah, I'm surprised it wasn't the.
The question is whether there has to have been remnants of a physical shofar or not. The Maharal is going to say that there did not have to be so. Let's continue. So the Maharal says, look, practically speaking, v'loy hoyil klum, the Re'im's answer doesn't really help us. She'im perish mechayim, if this Karen had become detached while the animal was yet living, so therefore it was not part of the offering on the Mizbeach. So then it does not represent replacement of Yitzchak. It doesn't represent the sacrifice Yitzchak was prepared to make. What important, what significance does it have? What status does it have if it wasn't part of the aisle burnt instead of Yitzchak? V'oid, v'chiloyahem divrei pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, dekamba sham ayil shenivra bein hashmoshes lo yotzu mimenu davar levatolo. Furthermore, look at the very medrash, pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, from which this entire idea of ayil shel Yitzchak as the horn of Har Sinai comes from. There it says that no part of that aisle went to waste. Gidden shall ail Yitzchak nasu mimenu asore nimen shall kinar David. The sinews were used to create the strings for David Hamelech's harp, Shehoyimenagin behem, with which he sang and with which he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most beautiful uplifting and obviously most secret holy ways. I mean, the message of the Nigun of David HaMelech is all obviously very esoteric, very much in the realm of holy ideas and ideas of Kabbalah and messages that only David knew and could share. Oyrei shel ayil, the skin, the hide, was made into Azar Musnav shel Eliyahu.
Girding the loins.
That special Azar, that belt that Eliyahu HaNavi wore, that's how he was identified. By his long hair and by this Azar or that he wore around his loins. Karnei shel Shmol, the left horn, Shetokaboy Bahar Sinai, the left horn was blown at Harsinai, Karnei shel Yamin, Shehu Gadol Mishel Shmol, the great and greater horn, the right side horn, Yitakaboy Laosid. That will be blown in the future, in the time to come, Shenem Avahayab Yamahu Yitakaboy Shefu Gadol. As again, that pasuk is invoked, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Al kol chach pirush hadavar mepnei shekarav Avram ha'ayil tachas Yitzchak benoi goram schus levana. The understanding of this is, says the Maral, that by sacrificing this ayil and by wishing to have this ayil and every part of the ayil represent his true desire and willingness to sacrifice Yitzchak, as it at first had appeared to be Hashem's will. As a result, the schus, the merit, Levana, the merit for Avram's descendants, for us, is shekol dover asher hayu ba'ayil, with each facet of this ram that Avraham sacrificed and gave up to God with such fervor, kanu kenegdoi, we, Avraham's descendants, obtained in correspondence to or in correlation to each of these parts of the isle, Mala Elyona Elukis, a great, holy, godly virtue. Lekach kol advarim she'zachar, each item mentioned, Shefer Shel Shmol, Vishal Yamin, Vegidov, the sinews made into the harp strings, Va'oro Kenegid, the Azar of Eliyahu, Kenegdo Kanu Yisrael Maila Eliyona Be'eludvar. By virtue of Avram sacrificing with that fervor and devotion each part of that ayil, each part caused that we, Am Yisrael, should have a particular holy quality, and that amongst us should be the Pachad Yitzchok, that we should be embraced by Hashem, and then accept with awe and trepidation His word at Har Sinai. That we should hear and feel and respond with commitment and awe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He sounds the shofar. That we should hear that shofar, that was something that would cause us to have that kind of gvura, to do whatever Hashem asks of us, and hear that call and answer that call at Har Sinai. And it was because Avram Avinu had sacrificed that left side keren, and that we will be able to hear the shofar shel Mashiach when it blows, that's because Avram Avinu sacrificed the right side shofar. And the sinews of that ayil that he gave up, that gave us the merit that amongst us should be our King David, who will know how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ne'imai Zimrais Yisrael, with the most beautiful song, with the messages that are most divinely appreciated and loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a symphony of holiness offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in holy service to Hashem. And then all of that strength of Eliyahu HaNavi and the holiness of Eliyahu HaNavi, represented by how the sash he wore mid-body, Ezer Masnav Shel Eliyahu, made from the hide of this ram. All of this, these are things that we, Klal Yisrael, are zeicha to. These are things that we merit, all because Avram Avinu earned these for us, says the Maharal. That's the meaning of the shofar of Sinai being the shofar of Yitzchak. That we should hear the sound of that shofar and respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he calls to us to accept his Torah and do so, as the Ramban says, with Gvura. That's something that was earned by the sacrifice Avraham made in offering up that shofar the way he did. That's what it means that the shofar was from the Isle of Yitzchak. Shehare b'shvilay naase utmunosay haya tachtav, meaning that each of these represent a part of the animal. B'shvilay naase, in other words, because of that which Avraham did, we obtained the virtue that corresponds to that part of the animal. Utmunosay haya tachtav. And then the image of the way Eliyahu Navi is girded, the sound of Sinai, the sound of the shofar in the time to come. These are all earned by us thanks to Avraham Avinu. And then he explains that the reason it's called Eloi Shel Yitzchak, not that it's because of, it's not called a schar. The Medrash refers to it as if it's an actual Ayel Shel Yitzchak. So here the Maharal is saying, we don't really have to say that there was a physical keren blown at Har Sinai. And that it's not just, in the words of the Medrash, a reward, but it's as if the actual keren was there at Har Sinai. So the Maharal explains why the Medrash speaks that way, because it's so much midah keneged midah. It's so something that correlates correctly. That's why the lashon of the Medrash isn't that was your schar, that was your reward. Let's see it inside. Shemaya hevdel b'neim, if there was really a difference between the keren that was offered up by Avraham Avinu and the sound of the shofar at HaSinai, kagayin shebeschus shekarev ha'ayil nasan lehem oisha. As an example, if we would have received wealth as a reward for what Avraham did by offering up that ayil. Afagav shebishvilei nasa lo ye'amer o lo ye'amer she'ayishir hu eloi shel Yitzchak. You're not going to call that wealth the ayil of Yitzchak. Because, yeah, it might be the reward, but it doesn't have the same quality. It has no sense of being directly from or identifying with, it's not in the same family as the actual ayil. But when you have the sound of a shofar sounding at Sinai, and it's a shofar that sounds the way the shofar of an ayil sounds, oh, so then that's because we have merited that, Avraham earned that for us, says the Medrash, it was the ayil of Yitzchak. Meaning it's as if the ayil of Yitzchak was there at Har Sinai. But in the case of something that would be just monetary wealth, if that would be the reward, well, Kevin she'enem shavim, you would never say that's it. Aval dover she'nase b'shvilai v'dugmasai, but something that truly correlates to and is in the image of what Avraham offered up, utmunase, it has that image, in this case the sound of that shofar, nase tachtov, harehu legamre oisei dover. So that's it, that's what it was. It was Eloi shel Yitzchak. It was shofar of Yitzchak. K'mesh pirish Rashi, lemala, as Rashi earlier in Bereshis, in Parshas Chayesara, tells us, Eitzel Ha'oyola Sara Imai, that Yitzchak brought Rivka to the Ohel of Sara. Now, Sara was no longer alive, but it's called Ohel of Sara because the qualities that had manifested, and the miracles that had manifested when Sara lived there, came back, returned upon Rivka's arrival. Ki Adova Shehudoyme Legamri Zet hachazeh, Ye Amar Shehu Davar Ba'atzma. When something is truly similar and when it really derives one from the other, you will call it that very same thing. You'll identify them as one. Now he says, "Va'anitema al Ramban v'chi adam ba'olam shesevish hayashev hazeh she'etzu b'menu akol b'matan Torah shefet tivi." He asks. He says, "How could the Ramban really expect that there was the actual physical shofar of Yitzchak's ram at Har Sinai?" Shemakshe, such that the Ramban asks, "Shehakarnayim shel ayil shehikru avram nisraf." That therefore he asks, well, but then they were all burnt up, so how could there be a sound of a shofar if the shofar doesn't exist anymore? La'ol al-das echad ma'el, l'fichach af im nisraf, ayil le'nisraf, even if it was burnt up, rak ma'asher ro'i l'sreifa, only that part of the ayil that's ro'i l'sreifa. He's answering the Ramban. He is answering the question he just posed. He's saying that indeed the ayil was burnt, but not the keren. That part which is not ro'i l'sreifa, meaning that part which is impervious to being destroyed, wasn't destroyed. So when the Medrash says, and it's a Medrash about this being Eilu Shel Yitzchak, but remember that there's a Mishnah in Avos, and the Mishnah in Avos says that this ayil was created Bein Hashmashos, just as Yom HaShishi closed, and there were certain facets of creation that are beyond the Teva, beyond nature, that were instilled and that were constructed. That idea of, for example, the speech, the talk of the mule of Bilam, Bilam's donkey. Say not the mule, the donkey that spoke. So that piha ason, right, was created at that point. So was this ayil. Mepnei ki ayil azel hu davar she'ein no b'teva b'mash hu nivra bein hashmoshes. This ayil, you'll remember, was created bein hashmoshes between Yom HaShishi and Shabbos, the first Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Bereishis. V'hu bilti tivi. It's not a typical natural keren. That should be lahem. Lahem b'teva. Something that's natural is something that's naturally destroyed in fire. And of course, if that's the way they are naturally made and naturally destroyed, you wouldn't have a medrash to tell you that nothing there went to waste. Supposed to be burnt up. That was what Avram was supposed to do with that ayil. Something that was not to be destroyed because it's meant to be the legacy of the ayil of Yitzchak, and meant to be at Har Sinai, and meant to be on the harp of David, and meant to be on the sash of Eliyahu, and the shofar of Mashiach. Those are what the Medrash refers to when it says nothing was levatala. The rest of the animal was burnt. It was offered up by Avraham Avinu. Lefi she'ein hefsid kazeh al yidei akrava ledavet shehu shaloi b'teva. It would be levatola if it's not supposed to be destroyed, but it's indestructible. So that's what the Medrash means. It wasn't destroyed. That's not your typical normal shofar. It was not a typical harp. What's the great point of it all? That's why he was called Yodea Nagen. He quotes from the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph that David the Melech was not just, you know, someone who knew how to play the harp. Yedea Nagain was a description of someone who knew how to please HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the harp. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was particularly pleased and served by David HaMelech. The ability to serve that way was given to us and to our king because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded what Avram Avinu did offering up that ayah. The same applies to the Ezer Moslem of Eliyahu. The same applies to the Shofar of Matan Torah. So, what he's saying is to the Ramban, who asks, but how can it be? It was all burnt. The answer is, the isle was burnt, but the Karen was not. These parts of the isle that were not naturally to be destroyed, that were outside of the realm of Teva, are what we refer to as created Bein Hashmashos, right before the end of the story of Maisa Bereishis, right before the first Yom HaShabbos. Dedicated for something very special to come. Dedicated for Avram Avinu to be able to serve Hashem in a certain way. And when he did, the parts of this ram caused that we, Klal Yisrael, should have with us the ability to have that shofar sound, that Har Sinai, for us to commit the way we did and respond the way we did in commitment with gvura, with great, strong commitment, courage even, to give up our lives if necessary, to be mekayim the mitzvahs, certainly the mitzvahs that are in the realm of Yehurik V'Aliyav. And then to have the other Karen sound, La'asid Lavai, Hayabayamahu, Yitaka B'Shefa Gadol, Vavu Avnim, Be'eretz Hashem, Hanidachim, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Vavu, and then we're all going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mikdash, Shtachu L'Hashem, Baharak Ha'idish, B'Rishalayim. That all is something we're Zaychatu, beginning with what Avram Avinu accomplished when he was makriv that isle. And this is why it's called Eloi Shel Yitzchak. Because of the Ma'ala Elyona Elikis, because of the holy virtues that became instilled in us, that became part of who we are, Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, beginning with that which Avram Avinu did in that hakrava. And what Yitzchak accomplished in that hakrava. So this is what we are conjuring up in the psukim of Shofaris on Rosh Hashanah. This gvura, as the Ramban says, and this ma'ala alyona, this holiness of devotion with which Avram Avinu was prepared to sacrifice Yitzchak. That devotion is devotion with which we become infused and we partake of it and we become full of such devotion and become people who manifest such devotion because we hear the shofar and respond to that shofar of Sinai. And of course, that's the devotion with which we say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yom Melech Le'olam Va'ed. That's the devotion with which we embrace and coronate again the Melech Malchem Lachim on Rosh Hashanah. That's the meaning of and the message of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah.